Hey, and welcome to the Cast Party. I'm Kearney.
I'm Riley.
And this is the Cast Party Podcast.
What?
I did that wrong. Here we are.
Let's do it. You said Cast Party twice. I did. Okay.
Great. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm ready. Okay. Let's take a deep breath together.
And I'm Riley.
And welcome to the Cast Party.
The podcast where we read a play and talk about it.
We've got some good food.
Some good friends.
And more than enough wine to go around.
Come on in.
So hey everybody, welcome to the first
Cast Party.
Of the Cast Party.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I am here with my... shall I say business partners? Here with O'Reilly Wilson and Katie Greeley. No, shoot, Katie Matthews.
Whoa.
I'm not used to saying it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I don't say it out loud. I just think it in my head.
Wow.
Katie Matthews. I'm here with Riley Wilson and Katie Matthews, who are two of my favorite people in the world. They're also running this podcast with me. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello, world.
Yeah, so I'm going to start out with a couple questions for each of you. So, Riley, what do you do for the Cast Party?
Well, I originally was just going to be the social media manager. So I currently run the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts. But now, in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak, I have been sent home from college, and I am recording these in my parents' house, and I have time to make a podcast now, so I have been promoted to co-producer.
Then the next question is, what is your favorite type of wine?
Well, I personally prefer red wine.
Mm-hmm.
At pretty much every occasion, but specifically I would have to say Merlot. I love a good fruity, hearty Merlot.
Get out.
Kearney, you're smiling. Do you like Merlot?
Merlot is also my favorite.
You're kidding.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Get out.
I'm not even surprised though.
I can't. This is too much. Okay, let's keep going. Woo. I'm emotional now. So what's your favorite type of ice cream?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, good choice.
100%.
That's definitely mine, too.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Although, don't hit me, but if I could choose to have chocolate chip cookie dough without the chocolate chips, I would in a heartbeat.
What is wrong with
Whoa.
You?
I think the chocolate chips kind of ruin it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, everybody.
No, that's funny. I think that's fascinating.
Why?
I just think the chocolate chips, like I know, like when I eat chocolate chip cookie dough, I'm like, that was a good bite, vanilla cookie dough. But man, like I just like always find myself scooping around the chocolate chips because I don't want it to ruin the rest of it.
Interesting. But
it's like a texture thing.
I don't know.
Do you like chocolate chip cookies or do you prefer like sugar cookies?
Definitely sugar cookies.
It's across the board. It's not just the ice cream. If it was just the ice cream, I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
But it makes sense now.
Personally, oatmeal cookies are my favorite type of cookie.
Oh, God. Who are you?
I know. I'm saying all the wrong things right now. Okay.
I like oatmeal cookies, too.
Like oatmeal raisin ice cream?
No.
Riley. So good to me.
Stop now. So what's your favorite party snack? What do you chow down on after a couple of glasses of Merlot?
I don't know. I know. Pizza rolls.
Classic.
The pepperoni like or like cheese?
Either one. Whatever I have on hand.
This is true.
Okay. Yeah.
So next question is, who are you at a party?
So anyone who knows me knows that I am the life of the party.
Yes.
I am an incredibly extroverted person, and I love to dance. So you will definitely see me hitting up the dance floor. I feel like when I walk into a party, I see every single person that I know that is there, and I want to make sure that I talk to them before the night ends. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love all these people so much. So I want to hit up my best friends, friends that I haven't seen in a while. I think I'm a social butterfly when it comes to parties. And if it's a costume party, you best bet I'll be best dressed.
Oh my God. I know this to be true, and that's why I asked that question. Awesome. And then last but not least, the question, how do we know each other?
Kearney Johnson and I both graduated. Well, she graduated. I'm still currently attending Hope College in Holland, Michigan. It is a small Christian liberal arts college, and we both met in the theater department. She was a senior when I was a freshman. Oh, and God, actually, yeah. I technically met Kearney before she met me.
What?
Because I saw the production of The Line Between.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which was the device piece that you were in the semester before I was a freshman. And I saw it when I was visiting the department, and they were like, oh, we actually have a production tonight. Do you want to come see it? And I was like, yeah, like, what is it? Like, when you're in high school and you're looking at theater schools, you're like, okay, like musicals are like the only thing you know. All the big international Broadway stuff. But like a lot of theater programs don't do that because they do like what's educational for students. And so I was like, oh, what's it going to be? And they were like, oh, it's actually a play that we wrote. And I was like, yeah. Oh, really? Wait, like, that's so cool. Like, I've never heard of that. Like someone being in a play that they wrote, like as a cast. And so I went and saw it, and Kearney had a solo in it.
Oh, God.
And it was absolutely amazing. Then when I became a student, I saw her and I was like, oh my gosh. Like I was like a fan. I was a big fan. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the girl who sang the solo in the play. And then wait, Kearney, actually, I don't think you know this.
Oh no.
Or remember this, but I requested to follow you on Instagram 5 times when I first met you as a student, and you denied it.
What?
5 times. Yes.
I don't think I knew who you were.
No, you didn't. You definitely didn't. I was like, oh my gosh, she's the cool senior. She has no idea.
Oh my God.
But I like requested to follow you. And then I asked our friend Megan. I was like, can anyone follow me back on Instagram? Like me as a little baby freshman. And she was like, she probably just doesn't know who you are. And I was like, oh, well, will you tell her that like I want to be friends with her? She was like, yeah. And then we were friends.
God, I don't recall ever getting requests from you or declining them, or Megan ever talking to me and telling me that you wanted to be my friend. I don't remember any of this.
But yes, that is how Kearney and I became friends.
There
and
we met. Are.
And I just met Katie starting on this podcast.
Yeah, so. It's true. They did not know each other.
We did not, but now
the
we
power
do.
Of podcasting brings people together. Woo. Awesome. Fantastic. Now, let's move on to Katie.
Oh, wonderful.
So excited. Okay, Katie, yes. What do you do for the cast party?
So, I believe the title we've given myself is branding manager, which sounds super fancy.
It does.
But mostly what I'm doing is kind of design, graphic design. So making the logo and kind of picking some of our main colors, working closely with Riley as far as like social media and reaching out to people. The logo's the biggest one I've done so far and the proudest of. I really love those wine glasses.
Y'all, the amount of wine glasses that Katie has drawn and sent to me is astounding.
Well, it was serious. I was like, when I first made one and kind of just accepted it. And I was like, oh, it looks cute. I was more concerned about the way their faces looked. So then once we decided that was the theme that we wanted to go with, and I was like, so what do you think of the faces? And Kearney was like, yeah, it looks good. Do you think we could change the wine glasses a little bit? And it just opened Pandora's box. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of this. And I was like, went through every element of those wine glasses.
Yep.
Like, what kind of shape do we want? What should the thickness of the lines be? So there's a lot of wine glasses that...
It was wild.
That you have to get the perfect wine glass.
You do.
Exactly. Great. But yeah, no, it's been really fun.
Ah, yay. I'm so happy. Okay, moving on. What is your favorite type of wine?
I'm not a huge wine connoisseur.
Okay.
And it kind of just depends on the situation and my mood. But my general go-to / favorite one is probably Moscato.
Moscato's a little too sweet.
I definitely get that. And there's a few that are really sweet and there's some that are less sweet.
Yeah.
But I like sweet. So
yeah, that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sweet. So it makes sense that you like sweet things.
Aw, I do.
What is your favorite ice cream?
I think we said
cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie
dough. Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dough with the chocolate chips.
With the chocolate chips.
With the chocolate chips. Not messed up like with Riley's. Okay. So,
no, I like it. Traditional.
I have no shame. No regrets.
Own it, Riley. Own it. And then what is your favorite party snack?
Oh, it's tricky because, like, sometimes I want something salty and sometimes I want something sweet.
Sure.
Ooh. It's chips and guac.
Yes.
Ooh, I love guacamole.
That's so good.
Oh, chips and guac.
Oh, good.
Chips and anything, like chips and salsa,
yeah.
Chips and sour cream.
Chips on their own?
Chips in general.
Yeah.
Also so good. Okay, and now who are you at a party? When you walk in, who are you?
Well, oh, when I walk in is interesting because I'm generally shyer. It depends on if I know people there.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little more of a wallflower on my own. Being married has definitely changed that a little bit because James is super energetic and outgoing. But I love that he kind of brings a more like extroverted side of me out too.
Oh.
So we're definitely like the couple on the dance floor too. We love to party.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then last but not least, how do we know each other?
Okay. So we went to high school together.
Yes, we did.
But I transferred my junior year.
Yeah.
So I knew you junior and senior year of high school. But since Riley got to share fun behind the scenes memories, I have one as well. I remember seeing you on the first day of classes.
Oh no.
My first day. It was just, I remember seeing you the first day and then there was a break is because I had to change my schedule after the first day because I wanted to be in theater class. So we were originally in the same Bible class together. And I remember sitting, I don't think I was directly behind you. There might have been like one other person. Mm-hmm. But like I remember you like chatting with people. I'm pretty sure it was your birthday because I think you were commenting on how everyone always forgets it's your birthday at the very beginning of the year.
Yes, I always say that. Everyone always forgets it's my birthday because it's either like the first or second day. Everyone's too excited about school.
But yeah, I remember you mentioning that and being like, Oh, that's sad. I would remember, I think, maybe. That was when you had your, like, really long curly hair.
Yeah.
Like,
if anyone wants to stalk me on Facebook, I give you full permission. There are pictures of me with, like, my hair down to the middle of my back. It's wild.
Yeah, that's what I remember. But yeah.
Tagging off of Katie's story.
What?
The following year, when it was my birthday, Katie remembered my birthday. And gave me balloons. And I think you got me a cupcake. I can't remember, but you got me something.
You know what's funny is as I was saying that, I was like, oh, shoot. I don't know if I remembered a birthday the next year.
You did because I cried about it.
Yay. Oh,
Katie, I cried. I was like, somebody actually cares about me. And because no one, Katie, I'm telling you, literally no one before you has remembered that it's my birthday at school. So it was a monumental moment for me.
That's so sweet. Oh.
Like how this
has just become a little moment for Kearney and Katie to fangirl off each other.
This is what happens every time Katie and I talk to each other. I feel like we just start being like, oh my God, you're so awesome. You're just fantastic. So awesome. I just love you so much. You're so great.
You're so amazing. But yeah, that's how I know Cutie. And then Riley and I just met.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Woo. Aw.
What's the next question?
That's the last question for YouTube. Does one of you want to ask me the questions? Or
We could go back and forth. Like, Riley asks one, and then I ask one.
Well, we already know your favorite wine, because it's...
Yes, my favorite wine is a Merlot. I've also found I really like a Cab Sav as well. I love a Cabernet Sauvignon. So good.
Okay. Definitely took a minute to translate Cab Sav. But
yeah, I was about to say, what is a Cab Sav? I was like, am I going to sound dumb if I say this?
One of the new trendy hipster drinks.
Like oat milk, Kearney. Ew.
No.
Kearney actually got me hooked on oat milk, though.
I did. So. It's the best milk.
Kearney, what is your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream is So Delicious. It's S-O Delicious is the company. And they make this coconut milk chocolate ice cream. And it tastes like you're eating a chocolate-covered macaroon.
Mm.
And I love it. And it's very simple and very, like, subtle and, like, so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, I want some, like,
very good.
Right now. Great.
That's my favorite ice cream.
So, Kearney.
Yes.
What do you do on the podcast? What is your role?
I am a co-producer with Riley. Technically, that's my title. And also co-host.
Hey, Kearney.
Yeah, Riley.
So, what type of person would you say you are at a party?
If I had to describe it in just two words, I'm your mom friend at a party.
Aw, that's true. I am.
It is, isn't it? I make sure everybody's okay. Unless I have work in the morning and then I make you all leave my house because it's probably at my house because I don't want to leave my house. I'm an introvert, in case anybody didn't catch that. Yeah, so I walk into a party and the first thing I do is kind of question if it was the right decision to come anyway. and then I usually try and talk to everybody, feel mildly uncomfortable all the time. But it's okay. I'm really good at pretending to be an extrovert, so it's okay. It's fine. Acting classes have definitely helped.
That is true.
Yeah.
Acting teaches you how to be more confident in every part of your life.
It's so true. I have a good time at the party. Depending on who I'm with, if Riley's at the party or also if Katie's at the party, I'll probably end up on the dance floor and have a good time.
I feel like if it's like a you and me situation, there's almost always a time where we both end up on the couch when we're like,
yes,
we're tired and like, this is a lot. And I'll be like, this is a lot. And you'll be like, this is a lot. And we'll be like, wow, glad we have each other in this moment.
We've definitely done that multiple times in our lives.
The next question, Kearney, is what party snack are you?
I like Doritos. The nacho cheese kind. And also mac and cheese. I like making mac and cheese when I drink. And I put extra cheese in it.
Good. Like a cheesy. That makes sense, though. Because wine and cheese.
Yep. I know.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
I've never thought about that.
I know.
Wait. So you recommend mac and cheese with a good Merlot.
Yes. Ooh. I do.
Oh, my gosh. I never would have thought of that.
If it's like with normal people cheese, with like dairy cheese. Then you want like a sweeter wine, I think, you know?
I want to try it.
Nice. They're
amazing.
Set. Yeah. Wine and mac and cheese, it's great.
Well, now do you think we should tell the people how we started this whole thing?
Yeah.
About 2 months ago, I think, Kearney and I were just like talking on the phone a bit and like keeping in touch because I haven't seen you in... A year?
Over, it's like a year and a half now.
And then I was studying abroad in London last semester, so I like didn't talk to anyone because I was just living my best life,
yep.
as you do when you study abroad.
Yep.
And so then I came back and I was like, take me back to London. Kearney's been to London. She'll understand. So like we've been talking a lot just about mutual experiences across the pond. And like, oh my gosh, like I think what we were talking about was how audio drama is so big there, and like they listen to audiobooks more than like we do in America. And we were just like talking about that concept of like plays and drama, and then like one day out of the blue after we had been talking about that, you were like, I think I'm gonna start a podcast. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, really? Like, that sounds so cool. Like, what would the podcast be about? And she was like, I don't know, I'm thinking we just read a play and talk about it. And I was like, wait, that actually sounds so cool.
Yeah.
And like, we just, it was like a joke at first. Like, we were just like, yeah, this would be cool. Maybe one day when we're like living in New York City together, we can make this happen. And then we were just like, why not? Let's actually do it. And now we're actually making it. And that's literally all there was to it.
That's it. What happened was one day I woke up and like, had, you know, the usual actor guilt of like, I don't read enough plays. Well, I don't like reading plays by myself. I like reading plays with other people. And I said, hey, what if I started getting people together that I knew to read plays together? That would be awesome. And then I was like, you know what would make it cooler is if it was a podcast. And then I brought it up to Riley and I was like, what if this? And then like now all the puzzle pieces have been falling into place. One day I just woke up and was like, Katie knows about marketing and stuff. I should ask Katie about things.
I know a thing or like, two.
Yeah.
Because like we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, I have no idea. So there you are.
Yeah. There you have it.
Yeah. And that moves us into talking about the podcast itself.
Which currently we are in different states. Well, yes. I'm in Ohio. You guys are in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on Zoom, which is a video chat service, if you do not know. And so that is why the audio does not sound as good as it usually will. But hopefully in the future, we will all be sitting around a table in person with a microphone and, you know, have some food, have
No, Riley, no.
Oh, no.
No. Riley, you froze and we can't hear you.
I will say, though, I feel like Zoom has become the unofficial conference call software.
It is.
Of COVID-19. I had never heard of it before now.
Yeah.
And I've heard, oh, he's like totally
Are you back?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, wait, no, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, you're back.
I feel like it keeps cutting out. You just said, or my...
Oh, it no, did it again. It's cutting out now. You're frozen again.
Oh, no.
And anything.
Oh, no, Riley.
So sad.
And Riley's having technical difficulties popping in and out. But the normal podcast wouldn't be recorded. It would be around a table with some food and some wine and a group of people find out who they're reading right there. Or if they really want, they can have time to prep it. It's up to them.
No. It's more fun if they don't have time.
It is more fun if they don't have time to prep anything. And it'll also be a round table situation where we all are mic'd and can talk the whole time. So people will be interjecting in moments. You'll hear everybody laugh. We'll talk about it afterwards as a cast and a group. And also before we read the play, we'll give some historical background and some context about the playwright, stuff like that.
I'm scared to talk. Like, I don't want to break it again. It seems okay now, though.
It does seem okay. It's acting normal.
Well, that's good.
Welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know how I'm going to edit that, but it's going to happen. It'll be great. We'll be like, Riley, no!
Anyway!
We definitely have to keep it in, though, because it's funny.
That was pretty great.
But, like, also... actually fuck coronavirus, like when is this gonna end, y'all? I mean, I think it is important to like stay positive, you know. Like I said, like we might not have been able to actually start this podcast now, but now we have time to do it. And it's not to say that what is happening isn't bad, because it's horrible and it's awful, right. And I feel every day and I'm praying every day that this gets better and that people are staying safe and healthy. And I hope everyone out there listening is safe and healthy. But I think it is a time that we can take to appreciate art more than we usually do and create things that we've always wanted to create and not really had the time to.
Damn, Riley.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
No, but maybe we could go around and say what our favorite COVID-19 stay-at-home activity has been.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wait. Riley, no.
Wait.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but in all seriousness, well, my favorite COVID-19 pastime has been doing 30 days of yoga with Adrian.
Ooh.
It's been really fun and really good to have one thing that I know I have to do every day. How about you? What's your favorite pastime?
James and I have definitely been taking the time to like catch up on movies and TV shows that we normally wouldn't have the time to watch. We've also watched a couple like old school like 70s really bad Disney movies.
Yes.
But they kind of teeter along the lines of like so bad it's good.
Riley!
Hey, Riley!
I know what it is though. I live in a house with six people and we have one Wi-Fi router and it gets slow sometimes. So
it's okay.
But we can make it work.
Yeah. It's fine. It's work. Yeah.
I'm back now.
It's become a bit now. So
yeah. Hashtag where's Riley?
Where's Riley? We don't know.
Hashtag everybody. Hashtag where's Riley?
That's gonna be the hashtag for this episode release. Hashtag where's Riley?
Where's Riley?
Good. It's happening. Make it happen.
Where's Riley?
And feel free to tag at the Cast Party Pod.
Yeah,
on all of these social media accounts when you do it.
So Riley, Katie and I said our favorite COVID-19 pastimes.
Well, I just bought a Nintendo Switch.
Mm.
So currently I have been playing Animal Crossing.
You and everyone else in the world.
I know. I'm basic. But I love it. And I've been running around my little island. I've been chopping down trees, fishing. Buying clothes for my little avatar, you know? Ooh. It's a great time.
I just want you to know, for a second there, I forgot you were talking about Animal Crossing, and I was like, you don't live on an island. You live in Ohio.
It's a virtual island.
I know. I got it. I figured it out after chopping down trees. I was like, wait. There are no trees in Ohio.
If you don't have Animal Crossing, buy it and play it. It is a great time. You will not be disappointed. I promise you.
Can I quick tell you about the two movies that I watched, though?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So they're hard to even put into words. One is called Gus, and it is about a mule from Yugoslavia that can kick a football or a soccer ball, because it's originally a soccer ball, 100 yards with perfect accuracy.
Oh my God.
And so he gets signed on to the football team as their kicker.
Yes.
Is this an animated film?
No, it's live action.
What?
Live action 70s Disney movie.
This is amazing.
Oh, and if you thought Gus was a fun time, let me tell you about Blackbeard's ghost.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
So get this. So you know Blackbeard. Terrible pirate, did bad things, so he's in limbo, and the only way that he can get out of limbo and go into the afterlife is by doing a good deed. And so it's so bad. And so what he does, he's invisible to most people except for this one guy. So Blackbeard's task is to help a college track team win their meet. It's crazy. It's a wild time.
What?
Wow.
What? It's just like Blackbeard. Okay. Why a track team?
Yeah.
And they're so bad.
Like at least like rowing would be better.
That would make way more sense.
Like a crew team. Like that would make way Blackbeard more sense.
Wins the rowing team.
Archimedes. Pull, you scurvy knaves, pull!
Oh gosh, I guess that's the problem, is that makes too much sense.
That's true, it makes too much sense.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
Yeah, that was a blast.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I'm sure.
Now I know what I'm doing.
Tonight. I mean, yeah.
Watching Gus and Blackbeard. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For that movie recommendation.
I'm enlightened now. My life is complete. I can watch these movies now.
Uh-huh. And everything will be okay.
Yeah. Because Blackbeard's ghost will help us through.
Exactly.
Us and don't forget Gus.
And the Gus. Mule. Sorry,
Gus is a hero.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for jumping on Zoom and answering all of the weird questions and asking me them in return.
Of course.
And thank you, everybody out there, for listening. Please tune in next time for our first play reading. It will be Cymbeline, the King of Britain.
Thanks for listening to The Cast Party.
The Cast Party is produced by Kearney Johnson and Riley Wilson.
Feel free to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter at The Cast Party Pod.
That's all for now. See ya.